We have dinner. I had a very, very nice salmon wok bowl with some quinoa and or quinona, as Kevin likes to call it.
I love it.
And some Thai chili sauce, appetizer, some guacamole, served with these homemade potato chips.
What? No good?
Guacamole, you should serve guacamole with tortilla chips.
Hey, yeah.
Potato chips and guacamole.
We're trying to be fancy, trying to stand out.
Get out of here with that nonsense. So anyway, we eat and then we're strolling back to where we're parked at the International Mall, and I'm parked like a mile away because that mall's so weird with parking.
Nothing had been resolved at this point?
I would say we were working towards a resolution. I felt really great about the conversation. She didn't shut me down on anything. She expressed her concern. I heard her concern.
Any tears at the dinner table?
There was a moment when she teared up.
Not you?
I got choked up a little bit. It was a wedge of potato chip. I got choked up. And when she started to tear up a little bit, that's when I was like, oh, Jesus. But then fortunately, Kucherov was doing something on the ice, so I was able to avert my eyes. And then I felt like we were working towards something. She did not pull the plug on me. She did not shut the door. And so I felt like, wow, okay, you know, this is good. There was someone famous sitting at a table near us. A couple people were taking pictures with him. I didn't recognize
him. You didn't know who it was? Was it an athlete?
I think so, but I don't know. I don't want to say that just because he was African-American, but he was a bigger guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
The African-American bigger guy. Yeah, that guy.
I know. I was going to
recognize him if you saw him again?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was going to take a picture of him and send him to you and be like, Seth, who is this? People are taking pictures with him.
I definitely could have told you.
I know, but I didn't want to distract from the Lightning game or the date. So so that's happening. And then I really felt like, gosh, I didn't want to convince her to give me another chance. I wanted to tell her the realizations that I had come to. I did make an appointment with a psychiatrist, and that's going to help me out tremendously. I did come to the realization that just like everyone else in this world, I deserve love and to be loved, and it is something that I should prioritize. I realized the error of my ways, and I realized that the reason that our relationship fell apart in the first place was because I was too focused on looking at what I didn't have and what I could have rather than appreciating what I have. And that is a big problem with me and has been a big problem with me pretty much my entire life. So that's something that I need to conquer. And I know that I want to conquer it. And I know that she's the right person to help me. So she heard everything I had to say. We're happy. We're walking to the parking lot, arm in arm. And I walk her to her car because I'm a gentleman. I always do that. Plus, you know, there's opportunity for a little kissy-kiss. And she said, do you want me to drive you to your car?
Oh, yeah.
When she said that, you know, I could have easily walked to my car.
That's the new, would you like to come inside for some coffee?
Yeah, pretty much. So knowing that I'm perfectly ambulatory and that I could have walked to my own vehicle, my Sunset Chevrolet Tahoe, I said, well, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. So we get in her car and immediately kind of start making out a little bit. And that's when I thought, okay, this is going to be good. Because during dinner, I got all the telltale signs. So we're holding hands across the table. She kind of went to me a couple of times.
Oh,
I'm sorry that I did that to you. But so I knew, like,
man, you are so giddy. I can tell.
I know. So it's going to be a while, obviously, before things are back to wherever they were. But I don't want things to go back to where they were. I want things to be better than they've ever been for her and for me. So I get in her car and, you know, we start kissing a little bit.
Heavy petting?
Not yet. But can you isolate that, by the way he said that? Thank you. And then she drives me to my car and we park next to my car. My car is like way down in front of Capitol Grill in the International Mall, which, by the way, if aliens land at the International Mall, they're going to think that Tampa is full of the biggest bunch of male and female douchebags that I don't know, man.
Well, why are they D-bags? There's a lot of sexy people that go to that mall. That's why I only go to Tyrone Square. I don't feel like I fit in.
I don't know, man.
I haven't been to this mall.
You should go. I'd like to get your take. A lot of shaved, bald guys with like really tight T-shirts and ripped physiques and their trophy wives who are 30 years younger.
That's wrong. What's wrong with a trophy wife?
Sound like my spot.
I don't know.
Why are you so angry?
I'm not angry. I'm just judgmental. So I'm parked way, way down in front of Capitol Grill. She drives me there, and she parks next to my car, and I look at her, and she looks at me, and immediately the making out becomes some serious making out. Like, making out. You know, things are being groped and
over the dress?
She was wearing a pants thing, and I didn't jam my hand down there, but it was getting heated.
I feel like I'm interviewing a 16-year-old.
You are. So things are getting a little heated, and then there was a significant bulge in the front of my trousers.
Okay.
I threw my many faults, for whatever reason, the good Lord above has decided to bless me with ample girth and length.
Wonderful news for you.
I'm sure you all wanted to know that. But it had been a while since significant female contact, so, you know, I was rigid. That just like very clearly into what was happening there, right?
Okay. Is that important to the story here?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't share this with you if it was not relevant to the story.
I didn't think it was pertinent to the story.
No, it is. The only reason I'm telling you this is because it is pertinent to the story. I would not be sharing the status of my boner if it was not significant to the story.
Okay.
So I kind of pull back for a second because if I don't, she's going to get pregnant in the front seat of her car. So I kind of like pulled back for a second and like I kind of looked down and she kind of looked down and it's just like painfully obvious that I'm enjoying what we're doing. The four words that I thought that I heard were, "Can I kiss him?"
Oh, sweet Maria.
So I said, "Yeah, you can." And she looked at me in a very puzzled way. And as soon as she looked at me in that puzzled way, I realized she didn't say that. What she said was, "I miss him."
Oh.
Which is a great thing to say, but it's certainly not, "Can I kiss him?" So I thought things were about to get escalated to the next level, and Capital Grille wasn't going to be the only one putting meat in people's mouths. Boy, I didn't even write that before the show. That was good. I'm going to give myself a tongue on that one.
So him is Lil Garabo.
Him, capital H, no little about it. Yeah, capital H, like God, like, yeah, that the him, meet God, if you will. So I thought she said, "Can I kiss him?" But what she said was, "I miss him." Little miscommunication, but those three words, not the three magic words of "I love you," but still, "I miss him" is good enough for me. That means at some point in time, you would like to reacquaint yourself with him. And let me speak on behalf of him, capital H. He would love to reacquaint himself with any part of you that you see fit. So at that point in time, I realize, okay, things are going to be all right. I don't know when they go back to normal. I don't know when we go to the next level of our relationship, but she's open to giving me a chance to prove that I'm not a complete scumbag. I'm open to anything that she wants, and maybe, just maybe, I can be an adult, decent human being, and we can have a relationship.
Man, if you wouldn't have heard that wrong, you could have just been like, "You miss him, kiss him."
I know. But man, if I'm so glad that I didn't, because when she said, "Can I kiss," what I thought I heard, "Can I kiss him?" I was going to be like,
"You took your pants
off." I was going to. Like, "Can I kiss him?" I was going, "Hell yeah, you can."
But you can play that off as a joke, right? You just got, "Ha ha, I thought you said that."
Very difficult to play something off as a joke when you got your schween in your hand.
What were the sad sounds of The Cure drowning her out, and that's how you couldn't hear her?
There was no music. We did not have any music playing yet. It was, you know, yes?
Oh, no. I wanted to know how her butt was.
It's amazing.
Okay, I mean, you missed it. So.
No, I got, yes. No, I. That's the reason that things were happening there is because I got my hand down the back of her pants and I was feeling on that fanny.
Okay.
I wanted to pull up my jammie and kill that poo nanny. Sorry that I said that. It's a rap lyric. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm kind of feeling her butt. And,
okay.
Sorry, I don't want to get graphic or anything.
No, you're hitting me right
in the
feels. Yeah, you're hitting me right in the feels with this story.
Sorry.
So it went well.
I would say, Kevin, yes, to sum up, it went very well. Things are headed in the right direction, and
are you guys officially a couple?
I would have to ask her that.
Yeah, your boyfriend and girlfriend. Look at you, you're giddy.
Shut up. I don't know. Hold on. Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm not sure.
You're asking her through Facebook message.
You want me to text? It would take so long to hammer out the keys. So I don't know. I'm not interested in anybody else. If she wants to still go out on dates with dudes like a whore, I'm just kidding about that part. I'm not seeing anybody else. My heart belongs to her, and until she tells me, "Hey, you know, no, this isn't going to work," then I'm going to kiss. Oh, She would say so.
I'm so grossed out.
So grossed out? Love grosses you out?
By how happy you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me go back to earlier in the week when I was ready to die. Yeah, is that better for you?
No. Be that guy and let's decide who we like more.
No. I want to be this guy. I don't care who you guys like.
You're like just puking rainbows.
You want to see the flowers that I sent her at work today?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Use code LOD. You'll just have to look at her cover picture on her Facebook page.
You gonna tweet that out for everybody?
No, I mean, they don't need to see it. It's a very private, lovely arrangement. Yes,
those are pretty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What is that? Looks like maybe $100 worth of flowers there.
Okay.
More?
He's not gonna throw that number out there.
I mean, I think it would cheapen it to tell you how much I paid.
Is she listening?
Yes.
Will you tell me off the air?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. But yes, I sent flowers because I thought I had a wonderful time and I wanted to put a smile on her face like she put on mine.
When you called them, did you say, hey, I just got my girlfriend back. You know, what kind of arrangement do you have? Or do you go into the florist or 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and say, hey, I'm looking to spend about between $50 and $75. What can you do for me? Because that's how I would order my flowers back in the day.
Yeah, what kind of flowers did you go with?
Well, it's funny. I use Pro Flowers a lot and that's what I sent my mom. But I got a guy. And I just tell him, because I've sent her flowers like a bunch, and he has my order locked and loaded, and I never have to tell him what I want.
He just kind of hooks it up?
Yeah, I just go, hey, here's what I'm looking to spend. The embarrassing part is like when he's always like, what do you want put on the card? Because it's usually like, sorry, I screwed up. You know, but this time it was like, I appreciate it.
Can that be anonymous if you order flowers?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever put my name on them before.
Okay.
And then she's like, did you send me flowers? I'm like, do you even have to ask? Like, well, who else is sending you flowers? Those guys you're dating? So this is where things stand right now. So I will respectfully be keeping the details off the air from now on because I feel like there's nothing else to share.
This is only a 3-part miniseries. You can't just end it now. You just got picked up for season 2.
Well, I think a 3-parter is good. I think to ensure the success and sanctity of what we're trying to do together, I would like to keep some of it private.
No more journals?
I mean, there's no more angst. Why do you want to hear a journal of la da 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 da? Life is so good. I'm so happy.
That's why I stopped writing after Ashley because I was happy with Phoebe. I didn't have anything to write about anymore.
Right. Like, I only write when I'm angst filled and frustrated and my life is full of turbulence.
Yeah, there are no happy journals. Right. Those don't exist.
Right. Dear diary, life is so great.
If you're happy, you just go do stuff.
Right. Exactly. Like, I no longer sit in my house and have to go, I hate the world and I'm so mad.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Kush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
We talked yesterday on Real Sex with the lovely Delilah Strong in the house about the possibility of your mate making you give up all of your old friends, especially guys forcing their girls to give up their friends. It doesn't seem to be that much of a problem for girls knowing that their guys are friends with their exes, which is interesting to me because I thought women were supposed to be the jealous ones, but it turns out that we guys are way more insecure than that, and we hate the fact that you're friends with your exes. In fact, we really can't handle it, and that was on display for sure. Hey, what's up? You're on 97X.
Okay. My boyfriend is uncomfortable with me having male friends, and I'm uncomfortable with giving them up, and I've had to because his best friend is female, and he doesn't see anything wrong with that.
Oh, geez. Oh. Now, were these best friends intact before you guys got together?
I'm sorry?
Well, were these best friends already in place before you guys were officially a couple? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be fair on both sides. If he's going to keep his girlfriend, then you get to keep your guy friend. It's
absolutely. But only one of them.
He was uncomfortable because these male friends I've had for like 10 years, and they called me babe, they called me love via text message.
Oh, that's a problem.
And then all of a sudden, I start to find out that his best friend tells him that she loves him, and, you know, she would do anything for him, and it's...
That girl is totally waiting in the wings for your relationship to collapse so that she can swoop in and snatch him up.
I unfortunately had that same opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. If there's smoke, there's fire. If it walks like a duck, whatever, it's a duck. I think you know where I'm going with
Wait. Okay, now we got her side of the story, but let's see where he's coming from. What if he's seeing, you know, his boo getting text messages saying babe and all this stuff? I mean, wouldn't you think the same thing, that she was cheating on him?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Right. But he hasn't called yet.
And I had no problem giving them up because of that fact, and I would voice my opinion saying, that can't happen anymore, and it would continue to happen and say, okay, I can't talk to you anymore.
What do you think she should do?
Break up with him. Unless he's really, really good to you and makes you happy and you know that he's the one for you forever and you can work through it, which I can tell by the tone of your voice, he's not and you can't and you don't want to. Cut and run. I mean, it's that simple. You just got to get out of it.
See, I have two girlfriends that I still meet up with lunch from time to time, but I knew them before Phoebe and I never hooked up with them at all.
Right.
So she's okay with that. And then there's one other girl that I'm allowed to hang out with on a regular basis and Phoebe's okay with that. And that is Miss Danielle. And that's because the only time we hang out is for work.
Sure. And that's totally understandable. I have girls that I knew before Angie, but we're not really that close. So I don't see them that much. I had to end a friendship that it was a girl that Angie and I actually met when we were flying to New York. The girl and I hit it off.
How does that? You're with your wife and you hit it off with another girl on a flight?
It was very strange. The flight got canceled.
You are a one shifty character, Drew Garabo.
We had to take a train. It was a very weird situation. But then this girl started calling the house and she would not even talk to Ange. Like, Ange would pick up the phone. This was back in the day when you had a home phone line.
I was gonna say, what is this, the mid-90s calling somebody's house?
Pretty much. And she would answer the phone. She'd be like, hello, hi, is Drew there? Like, not even small talk with Angie or anything.
Well, how did you get this girl's number? I think you missed a big part of the story.
We were both from Orlando. Our flight got canceled to New York, so we had to take a train from Delaware to New York.
Right.
The girl and I were sitting next to each other. She had a little pot leaf on her backpack.
Where was Mrs. Drew?
She was a couple of aisles down from me.
You weren't sitting next to her?
It was a full train.
And you were sitting next to another woman?
Well,
You hate your wife?
I do not.
What are you doing?
We were having some difficult times then.
You
it's
are
a long
one
story.
Real, real good...
Here we go again, Drew.
Every day.
Every day
I pray that Derek doesn't turn out like you for new reasons.
My point is, I can't wait till you guys split up. My point is
not going to happen because my husband would sit next to me on a train.
Right, yes. My point is when she would call the house and not even have the respect to talk to Angie, I did not want to be friends with her anymore.
Well,
so I ended the friendship.
What were you guys talking about? That's it?
That's pretty much
it. Come on, Drew. She would call you up from Delaware and want to talk to
you. She lived in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
She and her boyfriend would come over. We would hang out. It was like a double dating thing.
Okay, well, now you're bringing the other guy into the mix.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, if you weren't trying to recruit her for some swinger threesome action, I don't know why you're talking on your home phone about marijuana with some strange chick from Delaware.
She was in Orlando, too, and we just ended up not being friends because she disrespected my wife.
By the way, I love how you just telling your stories. We don't even plan for Danielle to get all worked up. I love that. I love how she attacks you every single day. How do you feel about that, Drew? Do you feel hated by Danielle?
I'm okay with it. I understand where she's coming from. If I were a girl, I would hate me too. In fact, I'm not even a girl and I hate me.
Okay, good.
So there's really not that big of a deal. But I have girls who are golfing buddies. Like, yeah, I mean, it sounds weird, but when you do what's called a scramble golf tournament where it's a best ball and everybody gets hit, it's a boring thing. You need a girl on your team because they get to play from the ladies' tees, so you have a better chance of winning.
Okay, that's fine. You guys are all playing some sports.
Right. So it's not like I hang out with these girls away from the golf course, but I will golf with them, and that's spending 4 or 5, sometimes 6 hours with them if you get a beverage afterwards.
Okay, but would you ever have to tell Mrs. Drew, hey, I'm going out to lunch with this girl. Is it okay?
No.
Okay.
I will tell her after the fact, hey, I went out to lunch with so-and-so, just to let her know. I would hate for like someone else to see me out at lunch with a girl and then say, oh, you're not going to believe this girl. Not that she has any friends who talk like that. You're not going to believe this girl. I saw your man. He was eating at Applebee's. You wouldn't believe the girl he was eating with at Applebee's. It was something else. We don't have any friends like that because she hates black people. That's not true at all. That's absolutely not true. My wife loves all people of all kinds. She's very fond of
Coming
black
up, are we going to find out about your fascination with this? Chick.
I have never in my entire life had such an attraction to a hardened criminal before.
You're backed up again, Drew. You are backed up once again.
And it's not going to get any better because the family's coming to stay with me this weekend. And unless either of you two would like to do a little 2-hour babysitting detail, I'm not going to have
much?
Any sex.
Yeah, how much do you pay?
How much?
I don't know. I've never had to pay a babysitter before. How much are you looking for?
I'm looking for $17.50 an hour.
I want $20.
I want $30. I want $10.
You guys are supposed to low bid each other.
Yeah, okay, I messed up. I want $7 an hour.
I want $20.
And I want to be able to swim with him.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, no way, dude. You're out. You're in.